All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Covington. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, David.
Scoot. I'm going to try to be very calm about this, okay? You talk about somebody waving a magic wand. Do you understand what Operation Popeye was during the Vietnam War?
No, I don't remember that, no.
Okay, well, they couldn't get the Vietnamese to come out of the tunnels because so many American soldiers were being killed.
Okay.
So they seeded the clouds, the American government. This actually happened, before you interrupt me, okay? This actually happened. It was called Operation Popeye. And they used the rain to flood the Vietnamese out of the tunnels so they could kill them. Okay, as a result of this, the NMOD Treaty in 1972 was formed. The NMOD Treaty states that no government, no country can manipulate or weaponize the weather and use as a weapon in any way, shape, or form. Okay, they can steer hurricanes. They can make it rain. They can cause droughts. Okay,
where did you get the information about steering hurricanes?
The NMOD Treaty.
Well, spell it for me.
Do you know anything about the NMOD Treaty?
No, I don't. I don't know everything.
Okay, you don't. Scoot, you don't know anything about the NMOD Treaty, but you're on the radio joking and laughing at people.
There's about a big...
They sitting around at this table waving a magic wand. Can you not see what you're doing, dude?
There's a big joystick in D.C., and they're directing the store into Florida.
Yeah, it's a big joystick. Now you've been going to make a joke about it.
All right, well, spell the treaty name for me.
Huh?
Spell the treaty name for me.
The NMOD. Capital E, capital N, capital M, capital O, capital D. It stands for Environmental Modification.
Okay, I don't believe the government can.
As a result of Operation Popeye. Yeah. Okay, you're making a fool of yourself. Scoot.
What was that year? What was that year, David?
I believe it was 1972.
1977. Okay. Yeah, because no information has come out since then. So I'm going to look this up, but I do not believe,
what?
And I'm saying this on the right. David, let me speak for a moment. I do not believe the government can control the direction of hurricanes. I'm kind of joking that they're directing it to Florida. That was just a joke.
Yeah, but you know what, Scoot? You're joking. But you know what? They can actually do it.
Okay. Well, then why don't they direct the hurricanes away from the United States?
Huh?
If the government can direct hurricanes, why don't if a hurricane's heading for the U.S., why don't they direct it away from the U.S.?
Why would the U.S. want to direct a hurricane away from North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, in areas where under the ground is heavy in lithium?
No. If the government is allowing these storms to hit the U.S., then the government wants the storms to hit the United States. If they can control, that would probably make it obvious
that no hurricane ever hits land.
Can you think of a hurricane the U.S. has suddenly directed away from the U.S.?
Okay, Scoot. You know what, dude? You're trying to make me look like an idiot now, like that woman that told you about this.
I'm asking you a question.
Look up the information for yourself before you joke about it.
Okay, we're gonna get Ian on that.
I'm already looking at it right now.
Ian's looking at it right now.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Ian?
The Environmental Modification Convention is an international treaty prohibiting the military or other hostile use of environmental modification techniques having widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects.
Well, wait a minute.
That Wikipedia page has everything you need to know, and David, I'm right. That's not how this works, David.
David, wait a second. It says that they don't want anybody to do that. It doesn't say they can do it. And so if this is very obvious, David, look, okay, you're on the air right now. David, you're on the air. A lot of people are listening to you right now. Explain why the U.S. has not directed storms away from the United States. Why is the U.S. allowing Milton to hit the United States if it can direct hurricanes?
Hurricanes are natural. Hurricanes.
You just told me the U.S.
a natural occurrence.
You just told.
If they took every hurricane and stirred it away from the United States all the time, people would really become suspicious maybe somebody's controlling
it.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay, so it's a secret that the government can control hurricanes.
It's not a secret. The Enron Treaty was formed to keep people from manipulating and modifying the weather to use it as a weapon.
Okay, David, stop right there. The treaty was designed, it's my understanding in this little, very little moment that I'm exposed to this, that the treaty is designed to make sure that people don't do that. There's no indication that they're doing it.
They're violating it. I guarantee you. You look at the, the destruction of Hurricane Helene. Look at the destruction, Scoot.
Why did the U.S. want that to happen?
Behind you making silly noises and stuff is an idiot.
Listen, I don't think any hurricanes are going to hit the rabbit hole, so I think you're safe. But David is telling us that the government can control the direction of hurricanes, but the government is allowing hurricanes to hit the U.S.
The Enmod Treaty is telling us that they can do that.
You called this show to criticize me because I'm making fun of the U.S. government controlling the weather, and you're telling me the U.S. government can't control the weather.
Yeah, it can.
Okay. David, have a good day.
Can I ask David one question real quick? Because there's one thing I really want to understand. David, this is Ian. I just wanted to ask you, because there's something you said about lithium that really stood out to me. Are you saying the United States government, in addition to not wanting to show their hand to the fact that we can control hurricanes, we want hurricanes to hit the Southeast United States so that we can get the lithium from underground? Explain that.
Well, but there's been accounts of people that had property in that area, just like what happened in Hawaii, in Maui. People are being asked to sell their property. Okay? Underneath the ground in Georgia, in Virginia, in North Carolina, in Tennessee, it is heavy, heavy in lithium.
I see.
Which
they use for
car batteries.
If the hurricanes hit, then those people will move away from those areas, and then we can take that land and mine the lithium. Is that it?
Land grab? Well, you said that, not me.
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't use those words. Yeah. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, is that we're allowing the hurricanes to hit the Southeast so that those people will leave, so that we can then buy up the land cheap and mine the lithium. Okay. I understand you. Thank you, man.
Greed is what's ruining our country.
Well,
okay?
I believe greed is ruining the country. But look, David, I really wish we didn't have to get to a break, because this is really the most entertaining call of the day, of the week so far. So David calls up to criticize me for, you know, talking about this undisclosed location in D.C. with the big joystick, and they're directing hurricanes, and they're controlling the weather. And he's criticizing me because he says the government can't control the weather. But then when I press him on that, he says, "Well, not really." I don't get it. And a treaty that is designed to keep people from controlling the weather doesn't mean people are controlling the weather. It's proactive in that they want to make sure that people don't use the weather as a weapon. So, I mean, I get that. But, you know, look, every day there's a new conspiracy theory. This one isn't new, but there are people who are just looking for conspiracy theories to believe in. I'm sorry, I do not believe the U.S. government is directing hurricanes. And if the U.S. government is directing hurricanes, then tell me why the U.S. is allowing Milton and allowing these other storms to hit the U.S. Did the U.S. have the ability to divert Katrina? And yet they allowed Katrina, they directed Katrina to hit the New Orleans area and the Gulf Coast. Is that what we're saying here? I don't believe that. And I don't think I'm naive.